it had its own particular charms, taking its origins so closely from Daredevil. All right. This is not going to happen. I got it. Hey, everybody. This is Dan Votto, and welcome to My 5 Minutes. When I finish recording and editing this episode, I'm going to start preparing to go to Comic-Con. It's my 40th anniversary of publishing comics, and this might be my last Comic-Con, and there's no discussion of 40 years of publishing without a mention of where we started and how we started. And mostly, there's no mention of it without talking about Samurai Penguin, which was the first comic I ever published, and the artist who drew it, Mark Buck. So the single biggest pre-order we ever got for a comic book was Samurai Penguin number 1, 77,000 copies. And through 3 printings, I believe we sold probably close to 90,000 copies. Of those 90,000 copies, we probably got paid for a third of them. The distinction of the first SLG comic belongs to a comic called Shadow Star number 3, which was a title being produced by 2 people locally, Larry Shapiro and Ed Savage. And Ed was a master of production and graphic design at the time. And I was just starting to pull Samurai Penguin together. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had come out to much fanfare and had spawned dozens, if not hundreds, of imitators. Lots of things that had 4 adjectives and a noun. I owned a comic shop back then called The World of Fantasy. I was seeing these things come across, but one thing they all seemed to have in common was that they weren't very good. Ninja Turtles was at least unique. It had its own particular charms, taking its origins so closely from Daredevil. And I thought, I could probably do better. I could write something that was better. But, of course, I couldn't draw. That's where Mark Buck comes in. So I owned the comic store, as I mentioned, the World of Fantasy. This is 1985, and Mark was the first non-family employee I ever hired. And he worked first just behind the counter and then managed the store. But it seemed like what Mark did most of the time was draw and draw at work. And one day he was sketching penguins. Bloom County was popular back then, and Opus the Penguin was possibly its most popular character. And he drew one that was a samurai penguin, and I go, that's it. We're going to do that as a comic, you and I. That's how Samurai Penguin was born. Mark, I remember, was something of a quiet and awkward kid who seemed to prefer to just draw than do anything else. He loved Star Wars. He loved science fiction. He loved the art of Mobius. This is his primary influence as an artist. And he never really saw himself as being a comic book guy. But I think he relished the opportunity to try and do something, especially at that young of an age. And he jumped in wholeheartedly and brought a lot of energy and a lot of himself to the comic. I wrote the script to Samurai Penguin number 1 and gave it to Mark and said, "You're drawing this comic." And he said, "I guess so." Mark Buck never did anything else in comics. However, you've seen his work. If you've seen any of the Star Wars prequel movies, you've definitely seen his work. Mark was a effects artist and model maker on all 3 of the Star Wars prequel movies. And he was discovered in a coffee shop, doodling much the way I saw him doodling in the store. He was discovered by Susan Landau, the daughter of Martin Landau, who was then involved in the production of a movie called The Spirit of 76. Susan hired him to be a graphic designer and storyboard artist for the movie, and that was his first credit, and that's what got him started in the film industry. So Mark went on and worked on a lot of big movies, Transformers, Pirates of the Caribbean, a re-release of E.T. His IMDb list is very impressive. Sadly, Mark was killed in 2008 in a traffic accident. My family and I attended his memorial service, and I was blown away by the number of people who were in attendance. The room was not small. It was a pretty good-sized hall in a funeral home. And had it been twice the size, it still would have been too small. And nearly everybody wanted to speak, and everybody had a story they wanted to tell. But the one story that I heard came from a coworker of his who quoted him. And apparently this was an expression that Mark would use often when working on a shoot, an effects shoot, building something, building a model, whatever it might be for ILM, which is where he was working at the time. Mark would say, he quoted Mark as saying, "Inside every tool is a hammer waiting to break free." And just when he said that, I could picture Mark picking up a wrench and then hammering down on something with it, or, you know, blasting away with the blunt end of a screwdriver, trying to like butt something into shape at the store. And I thought that was quite possibly the most Mark Buck saying ever. One of my most sort of endearing memories of Mark was when Samurai Penguin had come out, and when I flew a bunch of us out to the Dallas Fantasy Fair, which was sort of our first big convention. At the time, I think I may have been the guy that gave Mark his first beer. And I had ended up having sort of a room party with some of the other publishers and comic book artists that were in attendance. Handed him a Budweiser, and I kind of forgot he was in the room. We were all just sort of sitting around and talking. And Mark seemed to really enjoy the beer. And so he went and got another one and got another one. And I kind of lost track of how many he'd had. And I certainly had lost track of the fact that Mark was still at this point, kind of a young guy. And I hadn't really ever asked him if he'd ever drank a beer before. I just assumed he had. As he got kind of a little tipsy, suddenly Mark, out of nowhere, he blurts out, "Dan, tell me about girls." And he's like, "Oh, man, I like them. I like them a lot." And I was like, "All right, it's time for you to go to your room." And I sent him off with my friend Scott Saavedra, who had drawn the short straw and had to room with the rookie, as it were. And I heard him all the way down the hall where he's now asking Scott, "Scott, tell me about girls." And then one of the other enduring stories about Mark that I remember him telling me, that I can't remember what year this was. He'd had a period where, as an adult, mind you, where he inexplicably just started to grow, and he put on a few inches. And I said, "Yeah, it looked like, so I thought something was different about you. I thought maybe you were working out." He goes, "No, I grew all the way around, and nobody could figure it out." He blamed it on aliens, but I'm not quite sure if he was kidding or not. But one of the things that I thought about after the fact, when I was relating the story to my wife, was that, yeah, Mark Buck growing seems like a very Mark Buck thing as well. Not the physical growing in their adult years, but that Mark probably had, of all the people I knew at the time, or I knew back then, he had the most ability to grow as a human. And the fact that that memorial service was packed to the rafters with people who were all touched by Mark, but he grew into someone who was an amazing human being. And I think about him now, especially now in our 40th year, and I think about him whenever I meet someone who's awkward and quiet. I'm like, well, maybe this is a Mark Buck in the making. But I miss him. There might not have been an SLG Publishing had it not been for Mark. If I hadn't gone to him and said, "You're drawing this comic book," and he said, "Okay." So I credit him a lot for that. In this 40th year, when we're at Comic-Con, I'm going to have a beer and say, like, "This one's for you, Mark." So there you have it. My name is Dan Votto. This is my 5 minutes. Hope to see you again.